Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara, 7 lines from the top of Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph. Again, I'm sorry that it hasn't been so consistent yet. Amir Hashem, when I go to Eretz Yisrael, I'll be a little bit more, hopefully. But I'm still traveling from place to place. I'm traveling tonight to Eretz Yisrael, so I don't know exactly my schedule, but I really hope I was able to give the daf in person, which is very nice. But hopefully to send the recordings would be Gevaldik, Be'ez Hashem. So let's continue. Amar Rav Huna. Badak lan Rav Huna b'Rabbi Chanina. Rav Huna b'Rabbi Chanina asked us the following question. He omer shalhanik v'hu omer shalulahanik. So if a wife says that she wants to nurse and the husband doesn't want her to nurse, so why wouldn't he want her to nurse? So the Rambam seems to explain in the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, he explains because it is going to detract her beauty. It feels like she should, already getting better and looking beautiful. So show me la, so we listen to her. It's already though, because it's painful not to nurse. Her breasts are going to be hurting. It's going to be causing her pain to not nurse. He omeres lahanik, vi omeres shalolahanik. The husband says, sorry, it's who omer. He's saying to nurse, and the wife says not to nurse. So what's the halacha? Mao, kol echa de la vorcha, where it was not her family's custom. Her family was very wealthy, so they would be able to hire wet nurses. Shomila, so they listened to her. He orcha vahu lav orche. If, however, the custom was for her family to nurse, but is not the custom of his family, my, what's the halacha? Could she say, I want to follow your custom, not to, because you're very wealthy? Basar di day, azlinan abasar di azlinan, to go after her family or his family. Pushatin al ma'a, so we could answer it from the braisa. Ola imo v'eno yuredes imo. We saw this earlier. The husband must provide his wife in accordance with his wealth. And that is, even if he started off not that wealthy and became much wealthier as the marriage went along, he must provide for her in accordance with his present state of wealth. However, if the husband becomes poorer after the wedding, his wife does not have to go down with him, and he still must provide her what he was expected to give beforehand, which obviously can be very difficult if a person loses money, but that is the halacha. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravuna Mayakra, where do we learn and some sort of allusion to this? So the Gemara says, not going to be a first pasuk, a drasha rather, but it's more of an allusion. Vihi bulas bal. She is a married woman. So this is a reference to the halachas with regards to an Ashes Isha. She's a bulas bal. So that was talking about, I think, Avimelech over there. So we're talking about the Sarah being a bulas bal. So the Gemara says, there's an additional level of interpretation, which is implying that this elevation of her husband going up and not going down with him. Rabbi Elazar Amar Mahacha Kihi Aisa Eim Kol Chai. With regards to Chava, it says, the Pasuk says she was Eim Kol Adam. What does it mean, Eim Kol Chai? So Eim Kol Chai must be some sort of extra Lashon to teach us, L'chaim Nitna V'latar Nitna. Why is Chai? The Lashon of Chiyas, of Chaim, that a woman is given in marriage to her husband to be living, to have a great life, to have a better life, and not a worse life. Says the Gemara, Vaitar Echnisa Lo Shifcha, based on the Mishnah, she brought him one maidservant. She doesn't have to then do the tochenes, grinding, or afia, or kobeses, or laundering. So, hi, sharavda, the Gemara says that the rest of the things she has to do. So the Gemara says, wait, why? I brought you a woman in my place. I don't understand. I brought you a maidservant. So why do I have to do these other things? So the Gemara says, mishum de amr la, because meaning the other, just to point out, what are these other things? Like cooking, nursing, making his bed. So the Gemara says, because why? Because, mishum de amr la, hi, tarcha li didi vili dida. This woman is going to be working for me and for you. However, who's taking care of your needs in the house? Meaning that one woman is capable of doing two chores for her and her husband, but if you get a replacement, so then that lady will do chores for herself, the shifcha will do chores for herself, and the husband also, but who's taking care of the wife and the wife's needs? So therefore, you have to do those own things. She brings two, however, she doesn't have to cook or nurse her child. But that implies the rest of the chores. You must do that would be example of, we had 7 chores. So the other ones would be making his bed and working with the wool. Those 2 things she must do. So the Gemara says, why? I brought you another woman. Who's going to work for you and for her. And the first one is going to work for you and for her. So I have 2 that can work for everybody, and now we're all good. So the Gemara says, because who's going to work for the guests who are coming, when people are coming for ashes like a week or a month or Shavuot or Chodesh, or the people are just uparches, people are just passing by, so that they're coming at nighttime, people see my house, I'm known as the house of Chazar Ochim, I want you to help work out, so therefore I need you to work. Says the next part of the Mishnah, however, she brings 3 shifchas, she brings 3 maidservants, she does not need to make his bed or work with the wolves. The Gemara says, hi, Shar Abda, this does apply to the rest of the chores, she must do. But later said to her husband, I brought you another woman for the guests and the people who are coming for just a local journey, for just a day or two, whatever. Because when there are a lot of members in the house and there are a lot of guests and there's an overload, so who's going to help? So the Gemara says, but wait a second though. So when she brings four, the Gemara's lashon, the Mishnah's lashon is that she doesn't do anything anymore. But wait, maybe there'll be an overload of guests, of like 50 guests coming one time, so she'll always be doing at least a minimal amount in the anticipation that maybe somebody will come. So the Gemara says, Arba keva dinafishlu maseya adadi. That since there are many to help them, that the four people are able to just get each other to just going. You know, they give a group of people, you know, ain't a dome, like two people doing something. If you have five people, six people, there, four people also. Four people is the minimum, apparently, where they, if there are those extra overloaded guests, they're able to handle the pressure. When the Mishnah says that a wife is pater from doing all these chores when she brings in the shifchas, that's not literally when she actually physically brought in the shifchas, but Rashi points out, she gives a very large dowry. So she has a tremendous amount of money. She gives him $1 million to the dowry to get married to her. So then clearly that's enough money to hire four shifchas. So that would be enough. So she would be pater from the chores. Whatever it takes to buy her. So let's say it takes $100,000 to buy a shifcha. So then clearly that's more than enough to have four. Then she'd be pater from doing all this work. Even if she physically didn't bring them in. That's what the Gemara wants to tell you right now. That's how Rashi explains. The other Rishonim disagree. And they say that maybe the Gemara means that even though she brings in neither to purchase them, she's still exempt from the chores if she or her husband comes from such an important family that'd be befitting to her bring them. Not if she even has them. So even less than Rashi says that. Even if she's just from a very chashuv family, for whatever reason they didn't pray or dowry for her. So since it's not befitting of such a family stature, everybody knows this family, right? You know, like Rothschild, something like that. So then they don't need to, she doesn't need to do these work either. So the Gemara says, Tana echad shechnisa loy. The Mishnah is teaching that that bringing in the maid servants, whether she brought them in for him as part of the dowry, ve'echad shemanta loshem shalah, or whether she got it from her own money to buy a maid servant, doesn't matter either too. Okay, that's what you see from the brisa. Now the Gemara continues the next part of the Mishnah. Arba yosheves bekatedera. If she brought in four maid servants, she sits in a chair, a nice chair, a comfortable chair, doesn't do anything. Amar v'yitzach barchanir Rabbi Huna, afabisha amru yosheves bekadera. She sits in this chair. She's not obligated to any of these chores. She should do this. So Rashi points out what it means. She should. So Rashi points out that this is not a chiyuv. It's just like an eitzah tova to have good shalom bias. That what should she do? She should do the mezigas hakos. In times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, the wine was extremely strong. You couldn't even drink it unless you diluted it with water. The Gemara talks about what amount of dilution should be yotze for kiddush. So the wine wasn't even drinkable. So pouring the cup with wine and getting like basically making like I would say a common like the example now is probably like making a cup of coffee. That's like something that you know to make it is showing a love and affection that you care about him, that you're doing it for him. So that similarly about making a cup of wine was the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara. She makes his bed. She makes his bed also, not Rashi points out, not like the idea of the really difficult chores, because that was mentioned in the seven things she has to do, but rather the lower level of just like, simply like putting on the sheets. That also shows affection. And washing his face and his feet for him. These things are all just to show in love of the husband. And the Gemara points out, because that also, the things that we mentioned over here that a woman should be doing for her husband is all allowed to be done when a nida also the baila, when she's in the state of nida also, right? We know that there's a concept called harchakos of things that a husband is not allowed to do for his wife while they're in the state of nida because they're ma'isr d'oraisa to be together, to have affection together, to hug each other. Those things are usher, so we don't want them to lead to be too affectionate. So what do we do to stop that? So you're not allowed to do chutz mizikas hakos. This halacha, mixing the cup that we just said was purpose was for affection when they're not in nida, it's very nice. Now when they are in nida, they're not supposed to be doing that. Vatasamita making the bed, varchatas yadav panav viraglav and washing his face, his face, his hands, and his feet. All these things. Rashi also quoted by Tosos and Daf Samchal, the Odom Achzer on our Gemara right here. Important Rashi quoted by the Kohen Machzer Vicher, which is the base midrash of Rashi. That there's also based on this, he thinks also passing. Tosos point out they don't think it's necessarily a raya from the Gemara's over here, but that was Shitas Rashi or Machmer for that. We do not, Anita is not supposed to, husband and wife, when they're in Nida, are not supposed to pass things to one another, rather put it down on the ground, because that's some form of affection also. Based on this Machzer Vichy, we are Machmer for that in Shulchan Aruch. Even passing a child is a Shaila, and Rilek has a Kule, says like he's seen that so many times it leads to Sakata. People like put it, he said one time saw someone putting a baby on a car so it doesn't pass her to the woman. He thinks that for Sakana he could be Makil, but overall, most of the poskim are Machmer. Again, obviously, Chacham and Avnosha, if there's a suffix Sakana for the passing the baby, then you'd be allowed to, but generally, this is Halacha Shulchan Aruch. Even by passing a child is Asr when the woman is in a state of Nida. So, Amita, making her bed. Amar Rava lo amran el b'fanav. That's only usher to make the bed when he's in when she's in front of him. However, lo shel b'fanav when she's not around, when he's not around, leyuslamba, then there's no halacha. It'll be mutter. Umazigas akos, also mixing the husband's cup. Shmuel mechlav levei devitayo b'didus smala. Shmuel would do it with a shinoi. He would do it with her left hand. He would do it with her left hand. And Rashi points out b'mei libuna. So when she's in this, we know that the woman has the case when she's first, when she has to sit Shiva Nikim, so she, while she's seeing blood, she's not allowed to count, because we're masculine that every woman is a Zava, Gedola Bezman Azeh. Really, the Lacha of a Nida, and so much time to get into it, but the Lacha of a Nida is that even if she's bleeding from day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, as long as she stops bleeding on day 7, she could do a Hafsek Tara, and that night, she's mutter to be with her husband. That's the Lacha of a Nida. However, a Zava needs not just that, but let's say she was bleeding on day 1, 2, and 3, and then she stopped. So, which often is the case for 4 days. Usually, a woman bleeds bisman hazeh. So then, those 4 days don't count toward your 7 days. You need 7 clean days. She needs to take a bedika and check every single day to have sektara, and then the following day to count as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 6, and 7, and only afterwards can she go to the mikvah. So it's important to note that that's the halacha midrabana. We do pasken like that bisman hazeh. We're very makbid about that. We're not mikvah whatsoever. Kimat, unless there's a crazy extraordinary circumstance, maybe Ramosha was willing to have some sort of entertainment for Akula, but we're very makbid about this halacha. It's a Benos Yisrael have been makbid for this since the time of the Gemara. This is halacha that we keep in Shulchan Aruch very strongly. So Rashi points out though that maybe that this is actually Akula though. Tosfos in explanation of Rashi understand that that the woman would go to the mikvah after she would stop seeing blood. Even though she's now in the Shiva Nikim, which is Dinar Rabbanan, she would still be Makbe. They wouldn't be with her husband, but this special Kula would apply only in that circumstance. That's how Tosas understand Rashi. Other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, this is talking about our regular full-fledged Nidav is Manazeh, and these things are going to be Mutter, because it was done with a Shinoi. That's the point. As the world is winding out right now, so Mazika Zakosh, Shmuel Machlav Levedivhai, but he did a small, Shmuel's wife would switch her hand and do it with her left hand, to show that there's a shinoi, and doing it in an unusual manner reminds us that they're usher to be together, and that's a similar thing that we have when they're eating together. Also, there should be some sort of hekar to remind themselves that they're eating together, not supposed to be eating from each other's food, etc. Those things, you should have a hekar. You put something on the table that you're not normally used to, similar to what we have when a person has dairy and meat. You're also supposed to put a hekar to remind yourself, if I'm eating dairy at a table, you're eating meat across the table, so we should put something in between us that is not normally there to remind us, oh, I shouldn't just accidentally grab, you know, a fork from you, take my fork and bite into your plate of meat food. We're masculine about that also. Okay, so back to over here. So these shinuim, that's a machlokas. So the other Rishonim say like that. I believe in Shulchan Aruch we pass in Lakula. I don't remember. I think other Achonim maybe Machmir for Shitas Rashi, but that was, I think the Shulchan Aruch itself was Mekel on this to say that this is even by a regular needed to do shinuim. So by Manchalei Apuma Dekoba, a Bai would allow it to put on the mouth of a jug. Rava, Abe Sahad, Rava would place it on cup of a pillow. Again, these are all different shinuim. Rav Papa Asharshi would put it on a stool. So different types of shinuim that they would do. Anything you can leave when the waiter until it can let him eat it at the end of the meal. That while you're eating, you could delay feeding him until he's done with his job. Chutz and butzer vine, except for meat and wine, because these things is going to want a deep craving for them, as Rashi points out. He's going to be suffering if he has to wait. Amar fista basar v'ayin, the basar shaman v'ayin yashin. It applies to very fatty meat that has a very strong smell. It smells delicious and aged wine. Amar rava basar shaman kol hashana kula. Now, if it's fatty meat, that's all year. However, yayin yashin b'tkufas tamuz. Aged wine is only specifically during the summer season. At that time, it's much stronger, and that the heat is going to bring it out, and he's going to want the wine so badly. Amar ravana bar tachlifa. Have a kamina kamei de mar shmuel. I was once standing before mar shmuel. V'yisai levei tashile de ardai. They brought him a mushroom dish. We love the Ayavli. If he had not given me to eat from it, astikanin, I would have been endangered. Amar Ravashi of a Kamina Kamidra of Kahana, once standing before of Kahana, Vaisile, Gardila Delifta Bechalta. I brought him turnip heads and vinegar. We love the Ayavli. If he had not given me to eat from them, istikanti, I would have gotten very sick. I would have been in danger, rather. Rapapa Amar Apilu Tarmasa de Hinusa. That even a date that's a very fatty type of date, that also is going to endanger if you withhold it. Klala de Milsa, this is general halacha, called Isle Recha v'Isle Kiyua. If it has a very smell, warm, pleasant smell, or some sort of kiyua, is even like a stronger aroma, that is going to be usher to eat in front of him unless you let him partake with it right away, because it's dangerous for him. Avua, Bar-I, Umeiman, Bar-Imi, two different types of Amoraim, would each feed each other during the meal. Chad, Saifim, Mikol, Mine, Mine, one would feed the waiter each and every course. He allowed the waiter to eat from each and every course as it was being served. One would feed the waiter only from one course. He allowed the waiter to eat to fill one course at the beginning of the meal, and the rest of it, the rest of the food you would only give them afterwards. Mar mishtay Eliyahu b'haday. So with this one that was makir about that Eliyahu Hanavi came to him, we see that a gadol maisa, how strong is the idea of achnasas orchim, that if you go above and beyond for achnasas orchim, Eliyahu Hanavi comes to you. Mar lo mishtay Eliyahu b'haday, and Eliyahu Hanavi did not come to him. Again, Eliyahu Hanavi coming to you is a tremendous chus. So someone who goes above and beyond the lach of chesed is the schus of Eliyahu Hanavi. So a person wants to, you know, take upon himself, is a good thing to do right now, is say, oh, wow, I'm going to go above and beyond and be the gadol ador and chesed. So invite people to your house all the time, and you have a mitzvah, the schus of Eliyahu coming to you. Says the Gemara, Vayta Adon Tartin Chasida, there was two very big tzaddikim, Ve'amrlei Chasidim, rather, they were even higher than tzaddikim, Ve'amrlei Chavchidim, Rav Pinchas, Rav Chista, who would each feed his waiter. Mar Kadim Safe, one master felt the waiter from each and every before he served his guests. Umar Machar Safi, after he fed his guests. The Kadim Safi, so the one who gave the waiter to eat before even the guests, Eliyahu would come to him. Machar Safi, Lomashta Eliyahu Badeh. The other one, Eliyahu would not come to him. So again, showing that if you go above and beyond, Eliyahu comes to you. So the Gemara Marita, Amimar Marabashi, Havuka Yasve, Apischa, Debe, Azgor Malka. They were once sitting by the entrance to Agazor. It was a type of king, Persian king. Rashi says, Khalif Azal turned into Malka. The king's waiter came and passed by the king's food. Chazir Ravashi Lamarzucha. Ravashi saw that Marzucha tended to come to the next step by now, some Khalifim Bez. Chazir Ape, his face was very pale. He was showing distress that he wanted a craving for that food. So Shalkal Be'ed Spy, he took some of the food with his finger. Anach Lepube, he put it in Marzucha's mouth. So implies that Marzucha had a taste of this food. Apparently, he was tasting it. It wasn't even kosher. So some say that it was Bekoach Nefesh, so therefore it was Mutter. And maybe he wasn't even swallowing it. So that it was mutter, again, and maybe that's enough to taste it, would be able to revive him. Amar Lei, so the waiter said to Ravashi, what are you doing? Asarilis within Malka, you ruined the king's meal, I'm going to put you to trial, and they put you to death for this. Amar Lei, Amai Tavid Achi. So the police then came to him and said, what are you doing? Amar Lei, Ravashi said, Amai David Achi, Pasal Maicha Malka. Whoever prepares food like this, waiter prepared food, that's not fitting, who prepares food in such a terrible state. They said, what's wrong with the food? Amar Lei, Amai, what's wrong with the food? Amar Lei, Devaracher Chazibay, I saw this terrible pig. A pig that's disgusting on it. So there's saras on this dish. So they inspected it and they didn't find anything. So the Gemara says, Shaklats by Anachale. So Ravashi took the chef's finger and placed it on one piece of meat. Amarlu, Achabid, do you check over here? All of a sudden, miraculously, they found this type of spotty, terrible meat that was like, right? It looked like a saras, apparently. Amarlu, Rabbana, and Rabbana said, Ravashi, my time is Anisa. What we were relying on, we had a concept, ain't something on this. So, why would you say that? So the Gemara says, "Amarlu chazeruach tzaras de kapar chulei." I saw that on this person, I saw there was a spirit of tzaras on him. So upon Marzucha, so therefore I took it a sign that I'm going to be also have this chus to have this miracle done for me. Interesting story over there. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Rama, Amarlu laitasa." A certain Roman said to a woman, "Minsoli, can you marry me?" Amarlu lo. She said, "No way. You're not a good guy." Alzi laitzer imane. He went to got pomegranates. Pali opened them up. The alfa kame ate them before. Kolmaya de tzarlei. He was eating them so slowly, and she saw the juice and eating them. So Baltai, so she swallowed below Avilei Adazaglai. So the Roman continued eating in front of her, did not give her any of it until she looked so terrible as she was like appeared like she was Rashi is like translucent. She looked appeared like so clear how pale she was. So the Roman said to her, "If I heal you, will you then marry? Agree to marry me?" I'm like, and she said yes. Also Iser Imani, so he took the pomegranates. Palei va'achal kamei. She split them open and ate them before them. Amar La, she said to her, and he said to her, "Kolmaya detzar lach tuf shaday tuf shaday." All the saliva caused of discomfort. Spit it out. Each time you spit it out. Ad denafke maya kihutza yiruka. She continued spitting until she saw these palm leaf shoots coming out of her. V'isait, and she became healed. So says the next Mishnah, "Va'otza batzemer," that she works with wool. Batzemer in v'pishtim lo, that she works with wool, but she does not work with flax. She does not need to work with flax. Masis money. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yudai Desanya in kofalamad lefne. Aviv, husband cannot be forced his wife to stand before his father to serve him. V'lamad lefne b'no, and not to stand before his son to serve him. V'lolitin teved nevhemta, to give straw before his animals. So donkeys or things like that. So the Gemara says, however, she's still allowed to force to give straw before his cattle. Rabbi Yudah Omer, up in a kofel lasses pepishin. Can't force her to work with flax. Why? Because she pepishin masriach hasapeh, mashabat asavasayim. It makes her give bad breath, and that's not good. A woman has really bad breath. We're going to see in the seventh parak. it's a reason for a divorce. It's a chamor thing. So meshabat es vadayim, and the lips also begin to swell up. So that is something which we see is not good for her. So therefore, she doesn't need to do that. So our Mishnah is telling us you don't work with flax. Is our Mishnah is the author of Rabbi Yehuda. And this is the opinion of Yehuda was only with regards to the Roman flax, because that's the Mishnah's statement, she works with wool, that the wife not going to wear the flax, more only means specifically Roman flax. That's the bad type of flax that we're discussing and made you smell. Rabbi Lazar, that you can force her to work with wool, because being a person who is idle, doesn't do anything, is going to lead to znus. That even if the wife brings a million maidservants, then she has to at least do something that to keep herself busy. Being bored is very bad. So you know, we saw it during COVID, how terrible it was with the teenagers who were not doing anything all day. That's very bad. So the Gemara says that this famous Gemara comes up like in six places that all this comes up. Amar Rav Chanina, Rav Ikar, Rav Chanina says Shvul Shvachos Adumos Rav Malchio. That with regards to the lachas of the Gemara in Beitza talks about if you have a spit that was roasted meat on it, so is it going to be muktzamach masmias because it's disgusting or not? So the lacha follows there, shvachos, and the lacha with shvachos over here, those were told by Rav Malchio how to paskin. Blorious, efer miklog mina Rav Malchio, and the rulings with regards to a blorious type of haircut that's usher, like mishum, that looks like avodah zara, and putting ashes on a wound which looks like you are making a tattoo is usher. Gemara makos, and gvina sakum being usher, those were authored by Rav Malchio. However, Rav Papa says, Masnisin Masnisa Rav Malchia, that the Mishnahs and the Braces, those are taught by Rav Malchia. So that means the lachas with regards to the Shvachos and the Blorius and also the Gvinas Akum, those were talking about Tanaim. So that's Rav Malchia told of them. Shmaitid Rav Malchia, the lachas of the Amoraim, those were made by Rav Malchia. So the Gemara says, so then the Nafkamina would then be, that the Nafkamina would then be, is with regards to which ones are going to be stated by Rav Malchio and Rav Malchia. That according to that, the Gemara talking about Gumos would not be Rav Malchio. So the Gemara says it's Manayach, Masnisan Malka, the Masnisan is like a queen, and Tanayach is like a queen, is Malchia. Is Malkasa is Rav Malchia. That's how you remember it. And so the Gemara asks, "My binayo?" So the Gemara says, "Fair." Shem forgot this part. Ika binayo shvachos, that there is a difference between them is the maid servants. That's going to be the nafkamina between the two. Says the Gemara, "Right there, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel leimer." Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that even if a person is divorcing right suba, because that's going to be lead to shiamum, which is like going crazy. So the Gemara says, "What's the difference if it's nusr or shiamum?" So the Gemara says, "Hayda taina kama," that there's no difference. Rabbi Lazar, who says that a woman doesn't remain idle, what's the difference if she makes her work, or leading to, if it's going to lead to adultery, it's going to lead to boredom or going crazy. So this is talking about a woman who plays with puppies, vidinashayar. This is one of the fascinating things. According to Rashi, vidinashayar is ishkika in Laz. What is ishkika in Laz? So the Ladi Rashi explains, so if you look, I found this really cool because I happen to play chess. Perosh ishkika, luach u'shloshim rashim. So they apparently had only 30. If you play chess nowadays, we have 16 on each side. They have 15 apparently. Maybe they're missing one. It was a form of chess though. We have 16. We have 8 pawns and the other 8 pieces. I'm curious actually which one was the older form of chess. I actually didn't have a chance to look into this. I happen to love chess, so I found this fascinating. But we see that playing chess is something as an afkamina, because there is no concern for boredom. She's playing chess all the time. So that's keeping herself occupied. She's being active. She's even very mentally focused. However, there is a concern that that would lead to potentially promiscuity, because she's not doing anything productive. It's not just sitting and playing chess all day. It's not necessarily productive. Doing something productive, like making wool, is more productive. That's not going to lead to that. But I just found this fascinating. If everyone ever asks you, does something like chess come up? Yes, we have chess already in the Gemara, according to Rashi, as the nafkamina of the Nishayar being chess. So that is a fascinating, nice shot over here. I just found that fascinating because I happen to love chess. Okay, next part of the Mishnah says, Hamadir's Isha Matash Mishamita. So now we're going to discuss Nadar, and it's going to be discussed more in the seventh paragraph of Paragraph Hamadir, but this comes up here as well, that if a husband made a neder not to do things that he's supposed to be doing, Matash Mishamita, from having marital relations with his wife. Wait a second, though. There is a Dinda Araisa that a man is obligated to be with his wife, intimate with his wife. That's a Chiyuv Araisa to do, at least, right? Tavir Cham is once a week, maybe more. So if the husband makes his neder, so that lechora wouldn't take effect because he doesn't have the right to do that. So he's not even a bailim on this because he has a chiyuv to his wife. It's like if I make a neder on your money and you're going to use it. You can't do that. Make a neder on someone else's stuff. So to avir, but having relations is not even yours. So therefore, Rashi says that. Well, what do you say to avoid that? Rashi says yeser hanas tashmishcha alai, that you make it aser to you, not to her. You get aser to her. You could aser to you. That would be allowed. that neder would be chal then. So then what happens? Beis Shammai says, stay Shabbosos. If the neder was up to 2 weeks, then he doesn't have to divorce her. However, Beis Hillel says, Shabbachas, no, if it's only 1 week, you have to, we force a divorce. Because it's not what you just did. It violated the halachas of your marriage, and she could force divorce and make you give the ksuba and make you pay a lot of money to divorce her now. So once we're talking about how often a man has to be with his wife, so the Gemara says that you could go for 30 days, 30 days without permission for 30 days not to be with the wife, because he's allowed to learn. That's very interesting, that this is something which is allowed, that was allowed 30 days, even without his wife's permission. So that's fascinating thing, for the sake of Talmud Torah, that's mutter. They could go for a week at a time for business. Again, if she gives her a shush, you can do it as long as you want, but this is where she doesn't even want you to. How often do you have to be with your wife? It depends. Somebody who is working, who's available to be with his wife every night, is every night. That's a shayla. That works. We don't really say that that much. We just say twice a week. The donkey drivers once a week, the camel drivers, they work very far. So it's already, meaning the whole point is, what does the wife expect? The wife marries this gamalim, this gamal, this guy is a camel driver, so she knows he's often, what the whole point of camel drivers, they go very far distances. So he's often going to work not at home many times. So therefore, she knows that already in advance, so she expects once every 30 days for him to be home. So more than that, he doesn't have to be home. If he is, it's nice to be with his wife, but meaning less than that would be a problem. We're talking about the expectations here. So the Gemara says, those are sailors, they travel the seas. Only once every 6 months are they expected to be home. Again, any wife signing up for this when she gets married, those are the words of Rabbi Lazarus. So the Gemara says, my time to Beit Shammai. Go back to Machlokas Beit Shammai and Silo. Why does one say 2 weeks and one say 1 week? So Gemara Meoled Es Nekeva. The Gemara says that we learn it out from the lecha of a woman who gives birth to a daughter. A woman who gives birth to a daughter, Midaraisa, is usher for 2 weeks to be with her husband. And after those 2 weeks, anything that she sees is Dam Tor. That we're machmir about that bezonah also. That woman is not, we say that she needs to have a shiva nekiyam. But on the level of the raisa, after 2 weeks, she's allowed to be with her husband. So we see, in that case, she's also for 2 weeks. If Bezillah, Gamra Milad is Zachar, and Bezillah learn it out from a person who gives birth to a boy, which is going to be for 1 week. So the Gemara says, well, if that's what it's talking about, Bezillah, Lami, the Gamra Milad is Nekiyam, why wouldn't you learn it from the case of 2 weeks? Meaning, after the birth of a girl, which is 2 weeks. So we see that there's a case where 2 weeks, the husband's not with the wife. So why wouldn't that be the case of the neder over here? So the Gemara says, "Imilat Gemara Alachanami." Right? If you're learning it out from the only the case of birth, that would be so that Beis Hillel would in fact agree to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai. Ella Beis Hillel minida Gemara. They don't learn it out from a birth at all. Beis Shammai does learn it out from giving birth to a girl, whereas Beis Hillel disagree and they learn it out from the case of a nida who is usher only for 1 week. So the Gemara asks, "My kmitlagi, what exactly is the yisod machlokas over here?" Mar sever. So Beis Hillel says, "Midi deshchiach, midi deshchiach." What's common, meaning that a man, this is a scary rashi over here. What's considered common? So midi deshchiach, shekas shekoyes al ishto madira. A man who gets angry at his wife and he makes a neder against her. That's scary. That's common. Okay, hopefully that's not common. But anyway, that's more common than the other one. And giving birth is only once, every time you have a child, however many children you're going to have. 5 times, 6 times, 7 times in your life. 10 times in your life, that's very uncommon still. So the Gemara says, it's more common. That's the sort of dvarim that you want. So those two things are more common: being a nida and making this neder is more common than giving birth. Umar Savar, however, Beis Shammai says no. What's more, the common denominator is the husband causes it. When it comes to having a child, obviously the man having relations with the wife is what led to them having a child, his daughter. So that's caused by the husband. So too, the neder the husband made is also caused by the husband. So we should learn from one to the other. It should be 2 weeks. So now the Gemara has a machlokas amarayim. What is machlokas b'sham b'silal? Amar Rab, machlokas b'farish. Machlokas b'sham b'silal applies where the husband says, "Oh, I'm not going to be with you for 2 weeks. Like I'm here and I'm not having relations with you for 2 weeks." Aval b'stam, where he doesn't define it, he just says, "I'm not going to be with you." When he makes a neder to not be with her, direkol yotzi l'atav yitin ksuba. Everyone agree that you have to give her the ksuba right away because God knows how long it's going to be. It's definitely going to be more than 2 weeks. So then you make them give the ksuba right away. Shmuel and Basil would agree to that. Shmuel or no? Filu b'stam na miyamti. No, even if he says an undefined amount, he says that just a madir you and from the tashmir. So then the alach or madir, he says a madir the town of myself and the tashmir with you. That alacha. So then, according to Beis Hillel, you would not force it, or according to Beis Shammai either, until the 2 weeks or 1 week occur, because maybe you can find Pesach. We know that Hataras Nedarim, concept of Hataras Nedarim, when you regret the vow. So you here also you can find it, but you could have a Chacham or 3 Chachamim based in Hedyot, and you'll be able to annul your vow, which is unable to remain with your wife. So therefore, it's not going to be a Shiloh. So the Gemara says, "Hapliki b'chadas dino." Wait a second, they disagreed with this very issue already, though. This now we learn the Mishnah Madir's Ishtob and the Endoslash Shloshim Yom. If one says that he's going to not be with his wife up to 30 days, Yamid Parnas, he should set up a person to support her. Yosher Mikan, Yotze Yisin Ksuva. If it's longer than this, you must divorce her and give her a Ksuva. V'yamar Rav, Loshon El Mefarish. This halacha is only taught when you specify it's going to be 30 days and you're supporting her. However, bistam, when you don't say how long it is, and you just set up this furnace, you have to divorce her right away. Shmuel says, no, if you look at bistam yamtin, you set up a neder, let's talk about support right now. Again, it's not talking about relations, but talking about support. Similar thing, you have to support her, even by supporting her or somebody else, though, for 30 days, maybe you'll be able to opening for your vow. So we see, though, there's machlokas already around Shmuel with regards to another din d'oraisa of supporting her wife, and that's the same halacha. So why do you have to mention the same halacha with regards to relations, between relations and supporting her? So Gemara says, tzricha di'it, the halacha with regards to marital relations, only that arouses you to divorce immediately, mission to lash your because you can't have someone else have relations with your wife. That would be an iser skila, or depending on what her relationship is with you. So iser misa, for sure. What type of misa it depends. Okay, so she's going to be iser misa. But with regards to setting up somebody to give money for her, so you could set up a trust account for her that she could be able to use. With regards to the case of, with regards to the money, the Esther Bifarnas, where you can provide her with somebody to give her money, maybe that would be, you would agree to Shmuel. So therefore, you have to mention that case for Rao. But if you tell me the case with regards to, with setting up the Bifarnas, only that case when it comes to Shmuel, they say you should get divorced immediately. Because it's, since it's possible to provide her with a, with this person to provide her money. I would have thought that Shmuel says with regards to Tashmish, where it's not possible by anyone else, I would say maybe, you would agree with Rav that you must divorce her. Therefore, at Tzricha, we have to mention both cases to teach you in both cases, they each held strong of their opinion. Rav held, it doesn't matter. And Shmuel holds that, no, maybe there'll be a Pesach Lenidaro, and you don't divorce right away only when the time comes. The 2 weeks would come, or the 1 week with regards to Tashmish Mita, or with regards to the setting up for the money. Okay, Beshem, we'll think about the Talmud. I don't know if I'm going to get to record it. I'm traveling. Be'ez Hashem, hopefully in the Hamshech of the week, we'll be able to continue, Mr. Hashem, with the recordings of the Dapim.